Today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Ches, and we will begin from the last line of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So the last sugya on daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis discussed whether a trefa, a female animal that's a trefa, yoledes or in a yoledes. So we know that a trefa is in a chaya, that's the psak halacha, which means that a trefa can't live for 12 months. The question is, if during those 12 months, a trefa can give birth, or a trefa cannot give birth, and we'll begin with the conclusion of that sugya. The very last comment, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, halacha, trefa yoledes umashbachas. A trefa can have a child. Additionally, a trefa can get better. She can get healthier. Ultimately, she will die within Yud Beis Chodesh. But during the Yud Beis Chodesh, trefa yoledes and trefa mashbachas. Says the Gemara, Amar Ameimar. That's a segue. Hani bei the trefa, tarnegoiles. That is a trefa that's laying eggs, which will hatch, and eventually that will be the child, the little chickie of this tarnagoyla. So the halacha is shichla kama asira. The first shichla, the first wave of eggs that it hatches are going to be asar, mikan ve'elach, but anything that hatches after that, havale zevezeh goyrim, we're going to view as zevezeh goyrim umutter, and it's going to be mutter. So Meimer was discussing Tarnagoilas, that's a trefa, that now laid an egg. And the question is, that egg that it laid, do we look at it as being a beitza of a trefa, in which case it's going to be asa? As we spoke out when we went through the whole tumult with the cholov, bizman hazeh, it was predicated on a Gemara Masechtas Bechairis, the Avava Mebez, where the Gemara says, based on that, the beitza that comes out of a trefa, you would think should be a problem as well. Stating that, Amemer says it's not so simple. It really depends. The shichla kam is going to be yasser. Mikam de elach, anything that comes after that, is going to be mutter. So first of all, definition. Shichla kam means any egg that was inside the tarnagoilus already at the time that it became a trefa. So if at the time that the tarnagoilus became a trefa, darsa, Naflam and Agag. It happened while she had an egg inside of her. Then the halach is that that egg is going to be asr. But once she becomes a trefa, what happens afterwards, I don't care. And there's many chidushim in this halacha. Number one, why is it shichla kam asira, zok rashi? Because we paskin, ameimer does, uba yerechima. And being that uba yerechima, we look at the tarnagoilas and the beitz as being one. If the tarnagoilas is a trefa, that means the beitz is going to have to be viewed as a trefa as well. Stating that, whatever happens after the tarnagoilas already became a trefa, that isn't impacted by the halacha of uba yerechima. Why? Very, very big tumul in the Achrayim. But for Pasha Pshan and the Gemara, whatever happens after the Tarnagoilus becomes a Trefa, that, again, won't impact its Beitza based on the Halach of Ubi Yerachimai. The reason then that the Beitza would be Aser is because of the Gemara Masechtas Bechayres, Kala Yoitza Minat Tomei Tomei. Because this Trefa, this thing that's Aser, brought this Beitza to life. However, being that the Tarnagoilus is not acting alone when it brings this Beitza and this young Tarnagoilus to life, but there's a Zachar involved as well, and it's only the Tarnagoilus that's a Trefa. The Zachar, however, is not a Trefa, so we look at this Tarnagoilus as being the product of a Dover Mutter and a Dover Aser. It's what's known in Shas as Zevezeh Goyrim. Something was brought about by a Dover Mutter and by a Dover Aser. It's Machloikis in Shas, whether Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter or Zevezeh Goyrim Aser. A Neymar held Zevezeh Goyrim Mutter, and as a result, even though the Tarnagoilus itself is a Trefa, but being that the Zachar is not a trefa, it's for that reason whatever comes later is going to be mutter. So again, Amemer's halacha was that if you have a tarnagoilus, not an easy gemara, that's a trefa, it now laid an egg. That egg, that tarnagoilus, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as being mutter or do you look at it as being asa? If the egg was inside the tarnagoilus at the time that this egg was laid, so then the halacha is at the time that it became a trefa, then we say ubi yerechimai, and the halacha is that the bay is going to be asr. If it was not inside the tarnagoilus at the time that the tarnagoilus became a trefa, then we do not say ubi yerechimai, even though it was in the tarnagoilus after. But it doesn't matter. If it wasn't there b'shas maisa when it became a trefa, that's enough that you should not say ubi yerechimai. The reason it would be asr is because the tarnagoilus brought it about, but being that It's true that Targoylos is Osir, but there's a Zohar involved as well, and the Zohar is Mutter, so we say Zev is a Goyrim, and Ramei Mashita is that Zev is a Goyrim is going to be Mutter. Esvei Rav Ashi Ramei Mar, Veshavim Bebeitz, Astrefe Shasuro, Mebnei She, God Lo Be'isir. The Gemara is going, in a few moments, is going to bring a Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what the halacha about a Vlad Trefes. Here we're discussing a Targoylos that's laying eggs. What about a regular animal that gives birth to its children? That Vlad, if the mother was a treifa, is it going to be mutter us? It's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara says v'shavin. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree the beitzah is treifa shasura. That the whole shail is only with regards to the vlad of a treifa, but as it relates to a beitzah, everyone holds its aser. And the reason is b'bneisha gadol b'yisra. So the Gemara's kasha is: didn't Amemer say that it's only the shichla kama that's aser, but anything that happens afterwards is going to be mutter? How does it stem with that brisa that says Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree the beitzah is treifa shasura? Now, at first glance, what the Gemara could have said is that Brice is maybe discussing the Shechla Kama. It's discussing that first wave. It's discussing the Beitza that was inside the Tarnagoyles at the time that it became a Trefa. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha in a minute. But for now, the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Amemar, therefore, distinguish between the Shechla Kama and Mikan Ve'elach. Sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's Aser. From the Brice, it's Mashmah that it's always going to be Aser. So the Gemara says, Hodim B'desafna Me'ara. It's talking about where the Tarnagoyles was not stimulated by a Zohar. And that's what ultimately got it to lay its egg. But rather, it was stimulated by the offer. Being that it was stimulated by the offer, there's no Zev Ezagoyrim. The reason Amemer holds Mikan Ve'elach it's going to be Mutter is because Zev Ezagoyrim is Mutter. Zev Ezagoyrim would be, if there's a Zohar and a Nekeva, the Zohar is Mutter, the Nekeva is Aser, Zev Ezagoyrim. That's what you have the Halach of, Zev Ezagoyrim Mutter. But if there's only one Goyrim, the other Goyrim is the offer, that we don't look at as being mutter or aser, that's neither here nor there. So you can't say the svar of Zev is a goyrim. So when we say v'shavim bebeitzas treifas asura, that's talking about where you don't have a Zev is a goyrim. How's that possible? Where the stimulation of the tarnagoylos didn't come via a zachar, but rather it came simply from lying on the ground. Right, the Gemara, why do you say mopash the teretz? Like we spoke at a moment ago. V'lishni lei b'shichlo kama. Why don't we just say the Brice is talking about the shichlo kama? It's talking about the eggs that were inside the tarnagoylos at the time that it became a treifa. Amemer agreed that the shichlo kama is going to be aser. So the Gemara says it wasn't mashma that way, because im kein gadla gamra mi bayale. Because the lashon of the Brice was v'shav. Sounds like the entire Giddel happened Be'isr. Meaning the beginning, the middle, and the end all took place when the Tarnagoylos was a Trefa. Suggesting that it all started after the Tarnagoylos became a Trefa. The definition of Shechla Kama is that the Tarnagoylos was a Trefa, became a Trefa at the time that it already had an egg inside of it. If that was what the Brisa was discussing, then it would have said that they shagamra be'issa. The conclusion of it happened while the Tarnagoylos was already a treifa. Godless sounds like first the animal became a treifa, thus we're clearly not talking about a shichla kama. So the Gemara had to make an akimta in order to reconcile this Brisa with a Amemar by finding a way that mikan ve'elach it should be aser. Doesn't Amemar hold zev as a goyer mutter? The terence you have to say is it's talking about b'desafna meyar. It says the Gemara Elohad Tanan. Based on everything we just said, you can have to say that as it relates to the following Mishnah or Ditanya Braiso, Vlad Shreifa, Rabbi Eliezer, Mila Yaakov, Legabi Mizbech, Rabbi Yeshua, Miyakov. We mentioned before there's Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, how you look at a Vlad Shreifa. Now the Machlekes was mentioned specifically with regards to Kotchim. The halach is that Shreifa is not allowed to go on the Mizbech. Person can't eat it, then it can't go on the Mizbech. Mimashki Yisrael. But the halachas of treifas impact kachem as well. A treifa can't go on the Mizbech. What about a vlad treifa? So this is the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer says it can't go on the Mizbech. Rabbi Shua says it could go on the Mizbech. But Michael Miflegi, what's going to be the beer in the machlokes? So the Gemara says, a little bit of a tricky cheshbon, that based on what Amemar just said, Amemar is going to have to explain the Gemara as follows. It's talking about where first the animal became a treifa, and then afterwards it was nisaber. How so? Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev is a goyer maser. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Zev is a goyer mutter. Meaning there'd be two ways to understand the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, in light of what we've been discussing. One case is where the animal became a treifa while it was already muberes. The other way to explain it would be is where the animal was first a treifa, and then afterwards it became a muberes. If the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is where the animal became a treifa while it was a muberes, what would be the beer in the machlokes? It's not a case of zev zeh goyrim, because everything came about beheter. The animal, when it became a muberes, she was not a treifa. The zachar wasn't a treifa, so there's no problem of zev zeh goyrim. What would be then the shalom? What would be the reason it should be aser? The reason it should be aser is because of Uba Yerachimai. So essentially, Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua would be Uba Yerachimai.
or Ubalav Yerachimai. Rebbe Eliezer is the one that's Machmer. Rebbe Yeshua is the one that's Mekel, which would mean that Rebbe Eliezer holds Ubi Yerachimai. So being that this Vlad Treif is part of a Treifa, it's also La Yukrav Lagavi Mizbeach, Rebbe Yeshua holds Ubalav Yerachimai. If the Mach, if that's the case, then we have a problem. Because what did Amemar say? Ubi Yerachimai. Which would mean that Amemar is passing with Rebbe Eliezer, Amemar can't pass with Rebbe Eliezer. If, however, the machloikis is whether Zevez Agorim is mutter or Zevez Agorim is aser, that means that Rebbe Eliezer holds Zevez Agorim as aser, Rebbe Yeshua holds Zevez Agorim as mutter, in which case it means that Amemar is passing like Rebbe Yeshua, that Zevez Agorim is mutter. That's very good, because that's who Amemar is supposed to pass. We never pass like Rebbe Eliezer. We always pass like Rebbe Yeshua. So as it relates to the Shaila Vlad Shreifa, Yikrav Legabim Mizbeach, Allah Yikrav Legabim Mizbeach, there's two ways to learn. Either we're learning where the animal became a treifa while it had the vlad inside of it. If that's the case, there's no shail of zevez agorim. The shail is ubi yerachimai, ubi lav yerachimai. Or the machlokes is talking dafka where it became a muberes after it was already a treifa. In which case, there's no ubi yerachimai. Because like we said, it's mavur. In the sugya, you don't say ubi yerachimai unless the animal became a treifa while it had the uber. But what happens after it's a treifa already doesn't impact the vlad. You don't say the halacha for whatever reason of ubi yerachimai. If that's the case, what is the shayla? Zevez agorim or terasa? Which one does a meimer have to pick? He has to pick the zevez agorim option. Because a meimer paskind ubi yerachimai, and he also passed in Zevez Agorim Mutter. If the Machlek is Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shua is Ubi Yerachimai, and Rebbe Lezer holds Ubi Yerachimai, means he's passing with Rebbe Lezer. That's not good. If the Machlek is Zevez Agorim Mutter, Aser, Amemer passing Zevez Agorim Mutter, means he's passing with Rebbe Shua. So clearly that's going to be the more preferable option. That's the way it's going to have to come out of Cheshbon. Amemer learned the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Adam at the end of the day, Amemer is going to understand the Machlek is Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shua, whether Zevez Agorim Mutter or Zevez Agorim Aser. So why did they argue Vlad Shreifa could go on the Mizbeach? Say more pashit. Vlad Treifa. Could you eat it or could you not eat it? Add the Mifel Gila Gavaya. Why are they arguing Dafka with regards to whether it could go on the Mizbeach? If it's a Kotchim Machloikis, okay, then it's related to Mizbeach, not Mizbeach. But we're saying now that the Machloikis Reb Lezer Yeshua, according to Meimar, is Zevez Agorim Mutter, Zevez Agorim Aser. So that's not an exclusive Kotchim Shaila. Says the Gemara, you're right. In theory, the Machloikis could have been mentioned even regarding Hedyot, because it impacts Hedyot as well. The reason it didn't say it that way is like the Acha Koyched Rabbi Yeshua. The Afilu the Gavaya. Now, Mishra, he wanted to say Rabbi Yeshua is Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds Zevez Agorim Mutter. Not only is a Mutter the Hedyot, it's even Mutter the Gavaya. Fredyot, lifting the Hedyot, like the Acha Koyched Rabbi Yezer. Why didn't we mention the Machlokes by Hedyot? Like the Acha Koyched the Rabbi Yezer. The Afilu the Hedyot, Nami Yosset. The Rabbi Yezer that holds its Osser holds its Osser even the Hedyot. So the Gemara says, we could have said that, but Koyched Teir Adiflay, we always pick. Whenever we want to bring out a chiddush, we speak out the chiddush of the koyach d'atera, of the mekel, not the koyach of the machmer, right? It's such a kunst to be a machmer, Rashi in the beginning of Masechtas Beis. It's a much bigger kunst to be a mekel. So it's more of a chiddush, and as a result, koyach d'atera, it's more geschmack to say over the tzad of makilim sometimes. Even the Gemara does that, koyach d'atera adif. And as a result, we wanted to say that Rabbi Yeshua that holds Zevez Agorim Mutter holds its mutter not only lehedid even le kachim, but you're right, the machloikis Rabbi Lezer Yeshua Vlad Shreifa Yikrov Legabi Mizbech Lo Yikrov Legabi Mizbech. It's not a kachim machloikis. This is not a machloikis that happened within the walls of the chaburas where they learn kachim. This is not a zvachim and achas machloikis. Even though the manifestation of this particular halacha is a kachim nigga halacha, could be makriven on the mizbech. I cannot be makriven on the mizbech. But if you analyze it a little bit, you dig deeper and you understand the underlying principles of this machloikis, it's really a shas machloikis. Zevez agorim mutter, zevez agorim aser. Now, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua commented, this is the part of the brayse that the Gemara brought on the top of the Yamin, umoida mebeitzes treifa da asura. That Rebbe Lezer and Yeshua are both moida, the beitz of a treifa is aser. Why they moida? I thought there's a machloikis. Zevez agorim mutter, zevez agorim aser. So if Rebbe Yeshua holds zevez agorim mutter, why would it be moida over there? The teretz is, but the safna me'ara, where there was no zevez, the chad goyrim, there was one goyrim. There was only one goyrim, and that goyrim was the treifa. She's Osir, that's why it's going to be Osir. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha, something like Rav Acha by Yaakov. Rav Acha held like Rav Acha by Yaakov. Who's Rav Acha by Yaakov? That's the last comment of the previous sugya that we began with. Rav Acha by Yaakov on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amid Beis, who said, Allah treifa yoyledes, that a treifa is able to have a child. And he had the version of what Amemar said the way the Gemara just presented it. Meaning, what we just said, that Amemar's halacha of Bey the Trefa, Mutter Aser, the Shechlakama, Mikam the Elach, Ubi Erchimai, Zevez Agarim Mutter, Zevez Agarim Aser. This is all predicated on the fact that a Trefa could be Moilid.
Because if a treifa can't be meiled, we're not having this conversation. There's a shichl kama, yeah, because if she was a muberis at the time that she became a treifa, then she'll be able to give birth. But as it relates to mikam ve'elach, there is no mikam ve'elach, because she can't have a child. So Rav Acha was the one who presented Amemar's halacha the way the Gemara just discussed it, and it was all because he was sabala like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who holds that a treifa is yoyledes. As a result, there's such an amema. The problem is, not everybody holds treifa is yoyledes. Ravina loisav like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina didn't hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but he knew there was this memra from amema. Now, the memra from amema makes no sense if you hold that a treifa is yoyledes. What are we discussing? The first wave, the second wave, the grandchildren, she's a treifa. Once she's a treifa, if she has a bea inside of her, yeah, that will hatch. But beyond that, we can't go further. As a result, he had no choice but to have a different girsa, a different version of amema. So, the Gemara is going to present a whole nother girsa on what amema said. Amema said as follows. Hani bea the sofik treifa. If there's a bea of a sofik treifa, not a vadai treifa, of a sofik treifa. So the halacha is like this. The shechla, kama mash. After she lays the first batch of eggs, the eggs that were inside of her at the time that she became a treifa, we wait. If she is able to lay another wave of eggs, Sharyan, she's going to be mutter. Why is she going to be mutter? Because that's a raya that she's not a treifa. Because being that halacha treifa ain't a yoyledes, so according to the ones that don't hold of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so the fact that she's mutter, that's a raya, she's not a treifa. The Eloi, and if not, Asirin, she's a gerus. So it's a completely different halacha. Amemer wasn't discussing a vaday treifa, he was discussing a safik treifa, and when he spoke about the shichla kama vikam veilach, completely different halacha. What he meant to say was that you wait till the shichla kama passes, because that's neither here nor there. You want to see what happens after that. After that, if she's able to be moiled again, that would be a right. Usually, what do you do when you have a sofik treifa? The Gemara is going to say it on the bottom, but we know this already. We wait, yud beis chaydish. So, in the case of an akev, you don't necessarily have to wait, yud beis chaydish. There's a way to determine earlier that maybe she's not a treifa. How so? If she's going to be moiled. Eisvi Rav Ashi la meimar. Rav Ashi asked the meimar, moidim, veitz treifa shasuru. Rim neisha godlubis. We had this machlis Rav Lez, Rav Yeshua, vla treifa. Could go on the mezbech and not go on the mezbech. In the end of the braisa, it says that Rav Lez and Yeshua were both moida as it relates to the beitza of a treifa, that it's going to be asur. And the reason is, what's the kasha? Beitz of a treifa? I thought a treifa is not moiled. So the kasha is on the premise of Ravina and thus his version of what Amemar said. It's predicated on the halacha not being like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. How could the halacha not be like Rav Acha bar Yaakov? What's the shayla, vlad shreifa, beitzah shreifa? If we have over here a memra, umaydim beitzah shreifa shasura, doesn't that by definition force us to say that a treifa can have a child? Amalei, hasa b'de shichla kama. Maybe that's talking about the shichla kama. Maybe it's talking about the eggs that were already inside the tiny girls at the time that it became a treifa. Im kein godla. Then why does it say godla? This is the reverse of the dik that we had on top of the omit. Gamra mi ba'ile. Shouldn't it have said gamra? Gamra would suggest it was there. She just has to conclude the process of laying this egg. Godlo sounds like the beginning, the middle, and the end. All happened after it was a treif. I thought a treif is not ma'ile. So the Gemara says, no, t'ni gamra. You could change the word. Maybe the editing was wrong, and it wasn't supposed to say godla, it was supposed to say gamra. That in and of itself doesn't bother me. Elo ha'detanan, so the Gemara says, according to the way Ravina heard Amemer's halacha, based on the metzius, that the treif is a moiled, this machloik is realizing for sure that the Gemara explained one way, according to the first version of Amemer, we're going to have to explain it differently in light of this new version of Amemer. How so? Vlad treif, Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Leza holds that the vlad of a treif can't go on the mezbech, Rabbi Yeshua says it can. But Michael Mifli, what's the machloikis? Says the Gemara, Kishe Ibril, the Basayf Nitshava. Machlokes has to be where it was a Muberes, and then it became a Treifa. Why? Maybe it's talking about where first it became a Treifa, and then it became a Muberes. It's not possible. There's no such Metzias. So here it's very simple why you have to learn that way. You have to say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, was where it was first, like a Shechla Kama case, where it was first Ibra, and afterwards it was Nitshava. What then is the beer in the Machlokes? It's not Zevezek Goyer Mutter Aser, because everything was Mutter over here. At the time that it was Goyerim, at the time that this Vlad came into the Bria, the mother wasn't a treifa yet. The father wasn't a treifa. So based on that, this shouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, Machloikis is Rabbi Lezer Sava Uba Yerechimahu, Rabbi Yeshua Savar Uba Lav Yerechimahu. Ihachi, if the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua is Uba Yerechimahu, Uba Lav Yerechimahu, Adam Bifkul Gavoy Lifkul Hadi, why are they arguing Dafka whether you can put on the Mizbech, you can't put on the Mizbech? Why don't they argue whether you can eat it as a treifa, not eat it as a treifa? This is Negei Chulin as well. It's not only Gei Mesech Tizvachim. So the Gemara says, you're right, Lady Yachakai Kid Rabbi Yeshua, to tell us a Chiddish, Rabbi Yeshua who holds Uba Lav Yerechimahu is going to hold that even with regards to Ivaliflagu beheaded, Lediacha Kirk Rabbi Eliezer. Why are we saying the big Chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua, thus arguing by Hektish, argue by Hedid to tell me the Rabbi Eliezer that holds the problem even by Hedid? So the Gemara says, Koich de Teira, Adifle. When the price concluded and said, Umoidim Vadai Bebeitzas Treifa Shah Surah,
when the Braisa said that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree that the Beitz of a Treifa is also, what's that talking about? But the Sheikh Lakam. Again, there is no Mikan Ve'elach according to this Lashon. Why not? Because once the animal's a Treifa, it can't be Moilid anymore. My timer. Okay, so obviously it's the Sheikh Lakam. What's the reason that the Sheikh Lakam, everybody holds its Asar? Meaning, as it relates to an animal, the Vlad of a Treifa. So there you have a Machloikis. If it was Nitrifa while she was Muberes, whether Uber Yerechimoy or whether Uber Lav Yerechimoy. But when it comes to the egg of a Tarnagoilis, everybody holds Osir. It sounds like everybody holds by an egg Uber Yerechimoy. Says the Gemara, yes, that's precisely the point. My time of Gufahi. Because the egg is more a part of the guf of the Tarnagoilis than a fetus is part of the guf of its mother. And as a result, even though Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued whether Uba Yerachimai or Uba Lav Yerachimai as it relates to an ordinary Vlad, but when it comes to the Beya of a Tarnagoilis, over there everybody is going to hold Uba Yerachimai. Hilcha, so what's the halacha? Bezachar kol shnei mal sechaydish. If you have a suffix trefa, Zachar, the only way to resolve the suffix is by waiting Yud Beis Chaydash. That's what you do. You have a suffix treifa, you're not sure. It is a treifa, it's not a treifa. Wait Yud Beis Chaydash. We pask in treifa in Echaya. The fact that it lived Yud Beis Chaydash, that's a raya, then it must be okay. Bin Akeva, as it relates to an Akeva, there's two things. It's the earlier of, whichever comes first. Yud Beis Chaydash or Kol She'ini Yeledes. If it's able to have a child, that too would be a raya that it's a treifa. So meaning if it's Eini Yeledes and Yud Beis Chaydash pass, that's the only time it's... But the point is that by a zacher, the only way to be mevarer the suffix is by waiting Yud Beis Chaydash. When it comes to an akeva, being that we paskin that a treifa is Eini Yeledes, as a result, a treifa or a suffix treifa that would have a child, the fact that it was able to bear a child, that would in and of itself be a raya that this treifa is not a treifa. Where this gets interesting, what's that? Right, exactly. Where this gets interesting is where the Poskim discusses in the context of a suffix treifa in halacha. I mean, the Gemara we have said very, very clearly that anytime you have a suffix treifa, you can wait Yud Beis Chaydash. If Yud Beis Chaydash pass and nothing happens, that's a raya that it's not a treifa. But pashtas we're talking about where there was a suffix in metzias. It is a sircha, it's not a sircha. It is a nekev, it's not a nekev. Was it roiv or was it not roiv? Okay, so you're not sure, you had a shaila. So you wait, it was darsa, suffix darsa, right? That's a classic case. So you're not sure, whatever. So you wait, that would be a good way to determine whether this animal is a treif or not. But if you have a suffix in halacha, it's machlik shach and taz. And you're not sure. Do we pass like the shach? Do you pass like the taz? So maybe wait Yud Beis Chaydash. After Yud Beis Chaydash, it's going to be okay. Could you apply this principle to a suffix din? So we've spoken out already. And again, this tied into the whole milk DA, LDA controversy. And this was one of the big points that Rav Belsky, Zatzal, made in his tshuva, which was a koyach de'atera adif tshuva. But one of the things that he said there very, very strongly was that the shach and the Prichadosh and the Marshal and other Gedolei Achrayim all say that just like this is true for a Suffolk Trefa in Metzias, it's also true for a Suffolk Trefa in Din. So based on that, if we would have a Shaila and we're not sure how to go about it, in theory, waiting Yud Beis Chaydash would maybe be able to work. And that was one of his svaras, that after these animals have their Nekev in the Keva, it gets sewed up and he tainted that it's really machlekes apoyskim, whether it's a problem, not a problem. That's one of the svaras that he says lahakel, and he says the reality is they all live more than Yud Beis Chaydash, so they pass the Yud Beis Chaydash test. Either way, this concludes the difficult part of the daf. Says the Gemara, "Vayt Amar Rabbanu said, Kol beria she'im by etzem, any beria, any living creature that has no etzem, it has no bone." Einoy miskayim Yud Beis Chaydash. It can't live Yud Beis Chaydash. It means it just physically, from when it's born, naturally, it can't live Yud Beis Chaydash. Amra Papa Shmami Novad Rafuna. From Rafuna, you can learn Hadam Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kishus Shehislia Be'ibeo Asura. From him, we can learn that the halacha is that if you have a toy la'as that was growing out of vegetables or fruit, so that's a whole nother conversation. But you have a toy la'as that was never on the ground, it was growing out of vegetables. So the halacha is that if the vegetables themselves are attached to the ground, then you can't eat this toy la'as. If the vegetable itself was not attached to the ground when these toilas, these worms, were growing from it, then there's going to be no problem to eat the toilas. Rashi says it's based really on a Gemara later. We'll get to it next week. But it's based on a Gemara with Chazal Darshan that the only time you're not allowed to eat a sheretz, if it's a sheretz, a sheretz ala aretz. But if it wasn't physically sheretz ala aretz ever, if it never touched the ground, then there'd be no issa to eat this taylas, or to eat these taylaim. So the question is, what about a taylas that grows, quote unquote, inside a fruit? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? So it depends. If the fruit is attached to the ground, then we look at the taylas as if it's shayrutz al haaretz, it's going to be an issue. If the fruit itself is not attached to the ground, it's not going to be a problem. Says the Gemara. Okay. So based on, if Rav Papa continued, and he said, Hani tami dekado, if you have dates that are inside a kad, they're inside a barrel, after 12 months, it's definitely going to be mutter to eat those dates. I mean, what happened? You have a barrel of dates, and now you found worms inside the dates, and you're not sure, were these worms once on the ground, or were they not on the ground? If these dates were sealed inside a barrel for more than Yud Beis Chodesh, then you have nothing to worry about. Why? Because if these worms had been on the ground previous to the Yud Beis Chodesh, they wouldn't be around anymore. Based on this halacha of Kol Beria She'en Bayatzem, Einem Miskayim Yud Beis Chodesh. So it must be that they came about during the Yud Beis Chodesh, which means that they were always in the fruit, which was in the barrel. They were never shayritz al aretz based on that. He said, a chiddush la'alacha. So Rav Huna said, kol beria she'en bayatzem einem miskayim. Om Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said, shma mina. Mid Rav Huna, based on Rav Huna's halacha, I could come up with a very interesting and important chiddush la'alacha. Om Rav said, leis bako bar yoyim. There's no gnat that lives more than a day. So the life expectancy of a gnat is 24 hours. Velez didva bashasan. There's no fly that can live more than a year. Is that true? A gnat can live more than a day. Don't people say shev shni imra baksami baka? For 7 years, the female gnat was refusing the male gnat. The umrale, because she told him, chazisa labar mechuza the sacha b'maya. I noticed that you saw a person from mechuza, who they were, you know, they had ashirus, so, you know, they looked good, who came out of the water, the salik, he bathed, the ichrich besadinim, and then he wrapped himself in towels, the isvisallah, and you went and you sucked some of his blood, umatzas minei, right? You took his blood, v'loy haidesli, and you didn't tell me. So she was very upset at him. And it's for that reason, for 7 years, amalei ulitameich. So he says, what do you see from here? A gnat could live 7 years. Right? We said the life expectancy of a gnat is one day. I'm going to ask you another question. There's another saying. The baka, the gnat, was able to carry in the aver where he stings 60 monim of parzola, so of metal. Is that possible? I mean, how much does the gnat itself weigh? How in the world is it walking around with this kind of luggage? Ella, you have to save the money to do. We're speaking metaphorically. We mean in their monos, there is such an amhachanami b'shnid yidu. Whatever the equivalent of 7 years is for them. For us, it might be an hour and a half. But whatever it is for them, that's the point for shevishni. But it doesn't mean literally shevishni. Tanan hasam, behema balasei ruglayim. A behema that has 5 legs. Oishayla elishalish. Or it only has 3 legs. Harezem mum, it's considered a mum. And there's a very important diyek. We have to be medayik l'shoyni azov shalom mishnah. What does Hareza Mum mean? Mum means it can't go on the Mizbeach. Mum impacts the walls. The Bechayrus is a Mishnah Masechtas Bechayrus. But it sounds like it's not a Trefa. It sounds like it's only a Mum. Meaning an extra leg or missing a leg would make it a Mum, not a Trefa. That's only if it's one of its 4 legs, also known as the hands of the animal. But if it's one of its hind legs, meaning one of its feet, Trefa, not Mihavo. Not only is it a Mum that it can't go on the Mizbeach, but it's even going to be considered a Trefa. My time. And this is a very important principle in Hilchas Trefa is Kol Yeser Kenotel Dami. Because any time an animal has an extra aver, we have to look at it from a Hilchas Trefa standpoint as if it didn't have that aver. And what would be the halacha if an animal didn't have one of its hind legs? It would be a trefa. Narkuva lamata. It would be a trefa. Thus, if it has an extra regal, it would be considered a trefa as well. It was an animal that had 2 of the sanyadivis, literally 2 parts of the meat that even the wolves hate. Remember, that was one of the pshatim when the Gemara discussed the keres apnimi and the keres achitzayna. So one pshat was the sanyadivi. Rashi brought a French word to describe it. But the point is, the sanyadivi, they had 2 of them. I saw the Ravina. They brought the Ravina v'tarfa. Mid Ravuna, he said, based on Ravuna's principle of kol yeser kenotol dami, so 2 sanyadivis is like no sanyadivis. No sanyadivis. Problem. So thus, 2 is going to be a problem. If, however, these 2 sanyadivis, they pour into each other, then we look at it as 1 big sanyadivi. Thus, it's not a yeser, it's not kenotol dami. He gufso, davinafkemi bekasi lehuv lila. There was a gufso, a piece of meat. Rashi says it was a meat that was shaped, a piece of flesh shaped like a tube that connected the beis hakoisos and the Hovlila is the Hemseis, two of the four stomachs of the animal. So Rav Ashi the Mitrafe. Rav Ashi thought it's a problem because there's something extra over here. Amalei Rav Huna, Mar Bar Chia, the Rav Ashi, Kol Hani Chivi Briyasa Hachias. All the animals in the animal kingdom have this. This is not a trefa, this is normal. Ahu Gufsa, the Havim Mabra, Bibekasi Vakarsa. Similar, there was a Gufsa, again, this tube like aver that connected the Beis HaKoisos. Not in the hemseis, but in this case, the keres, the rumen. So again, he wanted to be machshirit. Why? Because didn't we just say that kol chivi b'riyos ha'chi yisu? They all have this extra tube. Amalei Rav Oshia, atu kulu b'chadam achito machto machtinu, heichad itmer, heichad lo yitmer, lo yitmer. He said it with regards to the tube that connects the Beis HaKoisos and the hemseis. You want to now shtel a tzud to the tube that you found in this animal that's connecting the Beis HaKoisos and the keres? These are all different stomachs, and as a result, you can't compare one to the other. Hey, Nasim Bar Sheila, Rav Tabachai Tzipori Lufnei Rabbi. Nasim Bar Sheila, he was the chief butcher in Tzipori. He once testified in front of Rabbi Ashnei Bnei Miami Yotz Ben Abehema with regards to an animal that had two intestines. That had two intestines that were coming out of its stomach. Shehi treifa. It's a treifa. Ukinegdom ba'oif ksheira. In a knife, however, it would be kosher. Says the Gemara, b'medvar mamurim, let's qualify this halacha. She yoitzim b'shnei mekoymes. It's only if it's coming out of two different parts. Again, if you have a picture, this is very helpful. Avo yoitzim b'mokam echa, but it's coming out of one part, v'kola not ka'etzpa. We'll see what that means, ksheira. Says the Gemara. So, you had two b'nei me'ayim that are yoitzim and abeheima. So, where there's supposed to be one intestine, there were two intestines, two coils of intestines. So the Psak Halacha was, Nasim Bar Sheila, who was the chief butcher in Tzipori, he once testified, he was saying over this Halachas to Rebbe, and he told Rebbe there's a Mesaira that we look at it as a Trefa. But the Gemara immediately qualified it. That's only true if it's coming out of two Mekoymas. But if it's coming out of one place, and Kolin Ad Ka'etzba, it's going to be cautious. So it says the Gemara, Pligibur Avami Rav Asachadamon once said, Huda Adri Arvi, this that we said, that if it's coming out of one place, it's okay, that's only if they end up joining again. The Chadamah, the other one said, Avagat Lehi Adri Arvi, even if they don't end up joining again, it's still going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Bishle Nilamandama, Huda Adri Arvi, Bishle Nilamandama, that said that the only time it's okay if it's Hadri Arvi, meaning it's when it's coming out of two different places, it's a problem for sure. We're talking about where the two intestines are coming out of the same place. They're separate, but they eventually join. I understand then what it means, ad ka'etzpa. But what was the end of the braisa? The colon ad ka'etzpa. Suggesting that they have to join again. But according to Mandama, that says that they don't have to join again. My ad ka'etzpa. What does that mean? So he said ad ka'etzpa lamata. What it means is that even though they don't have to join, how the arvi sounds like they're coming out of, they have to immediately form into one. Arvi, Milosh, and Taruvas. Doesn't have to be a Taruvas, but at the same time, eventually they have to lead to the same place, which is the rectum of the animal. So as long as it meets on the bottom, Atka Etzba, even a sheer Etzba's worth, but at the very bottom, where it meets the rectum, where everything is going to go out of the intestines, as long as it meets over there, that would be enough for it to be kosher. Rabbi Huda said, Im nitla hanoitza psulas. We had a machloikis in the Mishnah, whether an oif that's missing its noitza, that's its feathers that are touching the animal, whether that would be a reason for it to be a treifa or not. From the Chachamim, it sounded like, no, Rabbi Yehuda said, Im nitla ha-noitza psula, it's going to be possible. Again, that's the feather that's like attached to the skin of the bird. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, both said the same halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said that Im nitla ha-noitza psula. What does that mean? Says Rashi. It seems to suggest that the noitza is looked at as the or of the oif. And if it's looked at as the ur of the oif, it's for that reason that if you remove it, it's possible. Because if you remove it, now you're getting involved in the trefa of gluda, which is a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. But the point is, the only way removing the feather of an oif would make the oif a problem, a trefa, is if we look at the feather, this noitza, that particular part of the feathers of the animal, as being part of the animal. Clearly, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel, the time, Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, had noitza mitztarefes, and the context over here is really Zvachim. The Gemara is discussing a chatas oif that was brought with a machsheves pigel of chutzal zmani chutzal klimer. Where the halach is, if you had a machsheva to eat the chatas oif didn't go on the mizbeach. That's why you needed an oilas oif, Evan Ezra, Meir Simcha. But if someone had a machsheva to eat the chatas oif chutzal zmani chutzal klimer, it would be a machsheves pigel. Now, the only time you can have a machsheves pigel is if you had a mind to eat a dovish at arkei lechel. And it has to, of course, be part of the animal. Rabbi Yishmol said that the noitza of the chatas oif is mitztarefes to the sheer pigle as it relates to the machshava of a kezayis of chutzas mani chutzim klami. What does it clearly hold? That the noitz is part of the ur of the animal. Because if you look at it as something that's just covering the animal, that it wouldn't be mitztarif to the kezayis as it relates to machshava. Because Rabbi Shmuel who said that the noitzah is mitzarev to the gezayas of pigel, and Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if an animal doesn't have its noitzah, it turns it into a treifa, we tap into the treifa of geluda. Amru davar echad. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, I don't think it's muchach. I mean, it's a nice svara, it's a nice tzushtel, but I can very easily deflect it. How so? Dil malohi. Adkan, come Rabbi Yehuda, hach eli in treifa. Rabbi said, it's regarding treifa, the lakim, he didn't make an aleha. Rabbi Yehuda held that the noitz at the end of the day protects the oif. It's not part of the skin. You want to know, halachically speaking, it's the oir of the chatas oif, eshenish. But at the same time, it protects it. Thus, if it doesn't have it, it's going to be ravel. The Indian nefkuli k'rabban, it's real. As it relates to pigle, maybe he holds like the rabbanon. Back to the come Rabbi Shmuel Hassan. Rabbi Shmuel said, "It's halach l'inyan nefkuli." As it relates to pigle, at the end of the day, I look at it as art. Avli yin treifa. But as it relates to treifa, aguni lein ma'yan. Maybe it doesn't impact the lifespan of the animal. Thus, it doesn't make it a treifa that's ain chayud beis chadish. So it's based on that. Says the Gemara, even though loosely from a big picture perspective, there would seem to be some sort of tzushtel between Rabbi Yehuda's halach and Eilu Treifas and Rabbi Shmuel's halach and Masechta Zvachim. But if you think about it, after further analysis, it's not muchach that these two shitas necessarily hold of each other. So today, believe it or not, we learned the last full daf. We have a little bit more of Eilu Treifas, but the last full daf of the Treifas sugyas of Eilu Treifas. So we learned Chulin Daf Nun Ches. Eilu Treifas started Chulin Daf Mem Beis. It was a long 2.5 weeks. From really tomorrow's daf until the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to be talking less about Eilu Treifas, but more about the simonim of a kosher animals and non-kosher animals, hashtag grasshoppers, Mafreses Parso, Shoshas Shesa, Malagera. So a lot of these interesting, again, very interesting Gemaras, a lot of fundamentals of Yiddishkeit come from the next week or so with Daf Yoimi. But regardless, before we walk away from the sugyas of Treifas, I just thought it's kedai to speak about one other fascinating discussion in the Achronim that really starts from a halacha in Hilchas Treifas. And that is the Mechaber in Hilchas Treifas, it's in Yerudeya, it's Simin Mem Siv Kotenhe, says Nitel Halev, an animal that has no heart. The heart was removed. Bein Biyad, Bein Machmas Choyli, it doesn't matter why it doesn't have its heart. Treifa is viewed as a treifa. Now the truth is the Gemara doesn't say Nitel Halev treifa. What the Gemara says, Nikev Halev, as long as it went into Beis Chaloli, into the chambers of the heart, that would make it a treifa. It says the Shulchan Aruch that if a nekev in the lev makes an animal a treifa, then an animal that has no lev at all certainly would be considered a treifa. Thus, the halach in Shulchan Aruch, Nitel Halev, an animal that has no heart, Bein Biyad, Bein Machmas Choyli, the halach is going to be a treifa. The Chacham Tzvi, in his Shaila Sechuvas, it's Sheila Ayin Dalet, was asked a very interesting question. He says, Maisa Bariva Achas. There was a story with a young girl. She Poscha Beten Tarnagoylis, Lahoitzi B'nei Meyeh, Besfasa Shulchan. They shechted a Tarnagoylis, and her job was to open up the Tarnagoylis and to take the intestines of the Tarnagoylis out. The Chosol Echad Oymer L'matet. So there was a cat that was right next to the riva, and the cat, knew the drill and was waiting for some food to fall on the ground, and that was what the cat was going to eat. This girl said that when she opened up the tarnagoylus had no heart. The ima balas tarnagoylus, the owner of the tarnagoylus, Amra said, Shema, I'm pretty sure that hushlach halev la'aretz. No, there was heart. The tarnagoylus didn't have a heart. It was a heart. It fell on the ground. Va'achle hachatul. But there was a cat there, and the cat ate it. Ha'imit sham muchal echal anoif. Va'ariva emeretz. But the girl said, no, ani lo yishlachti l'chatul. I know exactly what the cat ate. All the chatul ate was trefa hertz. That's the spleen of the Tarnagoylus. Aval Halev lo yishtachti l'chatul. I never gave it to her. Var Tarnagoylus shamna ubriya v'tayv. The case was with this Tarnagoylus was a healthy, gezinte Tarnagoylus up until the time that it was slaughtered. Ein ba shum chesaron v'loy recovering v'nemeyel. Even the intestines, when they looked inside, it seemed to be perfect. V'loy nikar shum roishen milev shenimayk oynes masnes. Additionally, there was no zecher of maybe, some residue of where there was once a heart. V'loy shum shinui ba'oyla b'chol.
b'nei me'er. Bottom line is, this shayla was brought to the local paiskim. Right? They came, the Riva said there was no heart. The owner of the Tarnagoyla said, no. There was a heart, absolutely. The shayla was, the halacha is nitel halev, an animal that has no heart is considered a trefa. So this was the question. Is this animal a trefa, or is it not a trefa? Once upon a time, Yidden lived in unbelievable poverty, and this was a real court case. This, the mother, she wanted it. I'm not giving up my chicken. I need my Tarnagoyla. This is food. Lamaisa, the poiskin that this shayla was brought to, paskin, uba maisel if nea talmidim, ve'etrivua, they said, we have no choice, we have to trust this riva, she's kashal edus, she was the one that was busy with this tarnagoylish, she's swearing that there was absolutely no lev, and it's going to be a treifa mitam nitel halev, yoyrenu hamoira. However, the shayla was then sent to Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi, the poisek adar, the Chacham Tzvi, ma mishpat ha-tarnagoylis. Vos how to gadol ador, what's the halacha with this tarnagoylis? Tshuva. Toyim kolo oimrim kei. Everyone that's saying this is making a phenomenal toys. Ki dover baruhu l'chol asher liboy lev chacham bekerboy. Pun intended. Umoyach bekat kadai. She'i efshe l'shum nivra ba'oylam lichyois afilu sha'achas b'loiv lev. It's posh that it's impossible for a person to live even 1 second without a heart. V'yir ke'echad abriyam. V'yefshe l'tsayir klau metzius nitel halev. In fact, the only way it's even possible, a mitzvah of nitel alev, elo, she'tekev achas she'chotche alev min ha'bachai shechtu. That's only if they shechted it right after they removed the heart. But for someone or an animal, a tarnagoilus, to live without a heart is an impossibility. Aida lochen shulchan aruch, nitel alev is a treifa. That's talking about where they removed the heart and immediately afterwards they shechted it. If nitel halev makes the animal a treifa, it's going to be a problem. If nitel alev doesn't make the animal a treifa, it won't be a problem. What do you mean the animal's... it's dying. That's a mesukenes. We know mesukenes is okay. They used to say shech shech kais kais. Yecheskel Anovi didn't eat from a behemoth mesukenes. The Shulchan Aruch says that a Talmud Chacham, Bal Nefesh, shouldn't eat from such a behemoth. But miikra adin, you're allowed to. It was a whole sugya. Chulun daflam edzayin. You're allowed to eat from a behemoth mesukenes. So says the Chacham Tzvi. That's pashit. That with the poiskim, the Shulchan Aruch discussed the case of nitel alev. He was talking about a very specific case. We're right. Of course they understood. But a tarnagoilus that's walking around. Perfect. How are you? Everything's good. Wonderful day. There's no way that tarnagoilus doesn't have a heart. It's not possible. It's not possible with mitzvahs. And if that's the case, says the Chacham Tzvi, then it must be this Riva made a mistake. Because we have witnesses that said that this tarnagoilus was a healthy tarnagoilus up until the time of the Shechita. There's no way in the world it could have been healthy if it had no heart. Says the Chacham Tzvi, but at the same time, the Rambam, interestingly, doesn't bring the halacha that nitel halev is a treifa. And it's a fascinating discussion. Why not? Rambam doesn't bring the halacha. But the Kesef Mishnah says, I'll tell you why the Rambam didn't bring it. He said it's very poshid. Because the Rambam held, quote, Aval ayvorim shem yinotlu v'evshalo l'skayim afilu sho'achas lo'imam. You know what the Rambam held? An animal that has no treifas, has no levis, not a treifa. It's an avela. That's why the Rambam didn't bring it in Hilchas Treifas, because it's not a treifa. Treifa means it's alive, it has a defect, which will cause it to die within Yud Beis Chodesh. But an animal without a heart cannot live, even a sha'achas. The Mechaber brings it. Mechaber's talking about a very specific case where they removed it, take it from Miyad, they shechted it. That's where you don the halach of treifa. Okay, it's a question of Mesukenes a treifa. But ordinarily, the Rambam didn't even bring the halacha because in the Rambam's mind, the Rambam held that it was pashut, it was an avela. Then the Chacham Tzvi says, U'bezoyer parashas Pinchas, betoich ha'sheilo yishashol Reb Abba Melio anovizat. The Heshevloi was told, Dibemesifte derikia amru vizel ha'shoyne. Chacham Tzvi quoting from the Zohar. Kama de shayfin lo yachli l'meke ma'alma afilu rigo chad b'loi viva. It's not possible for a person to live even 1 second without a heart. Says the Chacham Tzvi. V'loi shani poisek halachis b'teich ha'zohar. Not that I paskin shaylis from the Zohar. Elo shadover musko rishoyin. It's so poshit v'emes ad la'atzmai. V'oid farkosav ha'goyin had Dogul Radvaz. Anytime you find something in the Zohar, it doesn't argue with the Gemara. Paskin and Kavasa, you're supposed to paskin like the Zohar. Even in a place where the Paiskim argue, Zohar Machriya. Koshkin Kansha in Shum Choylek. Vichalila Lemisha Yeshloi Lev. Sheyachloik Bedvar Melu. Vahachalkin Beloy Lev Yedaberu. 17 puns. But the bottom line is, said the Chacham Tzvi, that these
people were tayin. It's a silly psak. We have a hamamina that this time the goyles had no heart. How can you live without a heart? And by the way, if you need proofs, not that you need proofs, says the Chacham Tzvi, the Rambam never even brought the halacha of nitar alev havi treif because Rambam wasn't available. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that it's not possible for a person to live a rega achas. Bottom line is, the Chacham Tzvi, it's poshet adlam oy that we don't trust this river, this time the goyles. We have to assume there was a heart. The cat must have eaten the heart. Can't eat the homework. And that's where the heart is. The halacha is, it's going to be okay. Now, the Chacham Tzvi wrote another tshuva on this topic. And in the second tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi ratcheted it up a little bit. The Chacham Tzvi said as follows, that even if there would be two Edom that said Edos, that when we opened up the town of Goyles, there was no heart, we still wouldn't believe the Edom. Meaning, don't think that the only reason I'm paskering my shayla is because at the end of the day, it's a riva achas. And you know what? You don't have to aid in. And it's for sure more mistaber that there was a heart. So thus, we're going to assume that the river, the cat, within the scenario, that's why the halachas, it's going to be okay. What if you have two Edim? Al pishnayim Edim yokum dover. Edim, I believe, when it comes to dinei nefashos, trei kamei, it's the greatest beer in the world. Even then, says the Chacham Tzvi, I'm not going to trust the Edim, because Edim are not believed to be makhish the metzios. What's the precedence for that? If two Edim walk into Bezdin and they say that Reuven killed Shimon, and then Shimon walks into Bezdin. So what's the halacha? Obviously, Baharuk Viraglov, I mean, you know, you can't kill Reuven as a Ritzeach. If the Nirtzach is literally sitting in court, he's testifying on himself that he's alive. That doesn't work. So this is Baharuk Viraglov. The Metzius tells us that it is not possible, this to be the case. It says the Chacham Tzvi, if you're still not sure, I'll prove to you this last chiddush based on a tshuva of Rashba. The Rashba was asked the Shaila about a certain treifa where two Edom walked into Bezin, the animal had a nekev somewhere, and where it renders a treifa, and the animal lived Yosem Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Rashba paskin that we don't trust those Edom. Because Chazal said treifa in a chaya, it's a metzias, and the Edom aligned. It's like Baharuk Viraglov. So said the Chacham Tzvi, that just like the Rashba said it, with regards to Edom, saying Eidos Kineged the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim of Treifa Einechai Yud Beis Chodesh, the same is going to be true of Edom saying Eidos Kineged the Metzius, that a Tarnagoyles, a Bria, cannot live without a heart. Rabbi Yonis ben Eibeshitz, in his Crazy Uplacy on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Treifas Simen Mem, he brings this discussion of Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi of the Chacham Tzvi. And he says as follows, Vidvarav, the words of the Chacham Tzvi, Tchilasei Masuk, they begin very, very zis, the seifan mara, but they end up very, very bitter. And then he said, "V'lo yachlu adas b'nei Yisrael l'shtoisam ki marim heim." They're so bitter that Klai Yisrael couldn't even drink from the waters because they were so bitter. And he goes on to explain what he means. But basically, what he said is that the first part of the truth of the Chacham Tzvi, tchilosam were masuk. He said that we don't trust the riva achas, and we assume for sure there was a heart. That makes a lot of sense, because the assumption is that there probably was a heart. Either Riva thinks there was no heart, whatever, that's what she thinks. But the second thing that he said, that you wouldn't even believe Aiden, that if two Aiden would walk into Bezin and they would say there was no heart, you wouldn't trust Aiden, that's Seifer Marer. That I don't agree. How can you not believe Aiden? We always believe Aiden. And if two Aiden say that this healthy town of Goyles had no heart when they shechted, we're going to assume that there was no heart. Now, Tzvi Ashkenazi, the Chacham Tzvi brought a raya. It's right from the Tshuva's Rashba. The Rashba said that if two Edom would come and say that the Treifa lived Yosem Yud Beis Chodesh, we wouldn't believe them. He says, what are you telling to? He says, stay Tshuva's Bedover. Number one, the Rashba was going L'chumra. You want to go L'kula. Right, the Rashba was saying L'chumra, that even though it lived Yosem Yud Beis Chodesh, still we view it as a Treifa. Okay, when it comes to a Chumra, Kayach Tisura, there we're going to be, say, other flag. That we're going to go. But the Chacham Tzvi wanted to go Lakula. He wanted to say that even though we don't see a heart, but and the Edom said there were no heart, I mean, the Edom are saying it's a treifa. No, we're going to assume for sure that it was a treifa. That it was not a treifa, because for sure there had to have been a heart. You're going Lakula. Lakula, you have no right to say it. He says, besides, what are you comparing? You're comparing the Rashba's case, where two Edom are saying Edos Kenega the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, versus this case, where Edom are saying Edos Kenega the Metzius. We know the Torah is much more chashuv than the Metzius. To say Eidos, Keneged, what the Torah says, that's Baharuk Viraglov. That's like the dead person in question walks into Bezdin. Obviously, that knocks out the Edom. So said the Rashba, you could have Edom and Haimpas Morgan saying that this treifa lived Yosem Yud Beis Chodesh. They're being makrish the Metzius. Which Metzius? The Metzius of the Torah Shemal Peh. The Metzius of Chukah Shemayim Va'aretz. That's the Metzius that they're being makrish. That's something that you have no right to do. But as it relates to the Metzius that a town of Goyles can't live, maybe it's wrong. Maybe a town of Goyles, maybe an animal could live without a heart. Is there a halacha l'moishim Sinai? If there's a halacha l'moishim Sinai, said Rabbi Yonasan, then I'm asking. But there's no halacha l'moishim Sinai. I quote, Avol dover zeh, v'chiyesh olav kabbalah, oy remez b'divrei chazal? No. Rak bonu l'daitoy, al pi haskola sateva u'metzios. It's based on science. Shelo yitzuyer l'bal chai lio yischai beheder alev. That it's impossible for a bal chai to live without a heart. V'chizeu hakchoshas hakabbalah, v'atoyra? Is science something that gives us a right to be makchish the Torah? The Torah says, Al Pishnai made them Yakum Lover. It's unbelievable. Science says that you can't live without a heart. Torah is Adif. Torah and science. Torah is always going to get the front seat, right? Of course. Science has to take a back seat to Torah. What's the Shiloh? Ad Shenema Sheyevatel Elef Eden Voice Achas Mea Torah Lo Yevotel. You can't be Mevatel Ois Achas in the Torah based on what science says. Vichy Bazeh Hikrashol the Torah, Vikabala Adarabah Chizik Bli Leilach Achar Mitzio Sateva. And then he says that the reality is that when it comes to science is always changing. Ukimeduma Befrat Yesoidus. That's the history of science, always changing. He says all the principles and the fundamentals of Aristotle were all disproven, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishter. What do you mean? Aristotle, the Rambam says, was the smartest man to ever live. He says he was karev l'nevuah in terms of his sheer intellectual power. Stating that, he was all disproven, because science is always evolving, it's always changing. What's considered proper medicine today, in 100 years from now, will probably be considered barbaric. The reality is, it's always changing. And if it's always changing, it's kind of Rabbi Yonasan says, how could you base anything based on science? He says, the bottom line is, Ein anidin doy melai raya. Then Rabbi Yonasan says, even though I think my tshuva is posh and I'm right, that if two Eden would say Eidos, that a Tarnagoilis was knocking. It was a gezinta Tarnagoilis. They cut it open, there was no heart, we paskin it's a treif. I had it a little bit out of heart. Eden is always going to trump Matthias. It doesn't bother me. So even though I hold my halachas right, not like the psak halacha, the chacham tzvi, that the Edom are obviously lying. It's like baharik viraglov. But at the same time, I decided to do a little bit of due diligence. And he said, I sent a letter to two doctors. And I asked them, is it possible for someone to live with Adon heart? And they said as follows. To live without a heart is not possible. But at the same time, this is a chiddush, that it's possible for another aver inside a body to sometimes act in lieu of a heart. That's what he says. And he describes the aver. It would have to be on some level like a heart with chambers. But the bottom line is, he said, two doctors told this to me. So he says, if that's the case, it's true. You can't live without an aver that functions like a heart. But who said you have to have a heart? So the Edom are saying the truth. They opened it up. There was no lave. How is it living? Because there was another aver that was acting like the heart. But as it relates to Hilchas Treifas, we have Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Nitel Alev is a Treifa. If that's the case, even though the animal was able to live because of this other aver that was acting in lieu of the heart, but at the same time, it's still going to be a Treifa. And that's why he paskin, you have to trust the Edim. You have to trust it's going to be a Treifa. L'maisa, the Chamsi wrote a second tshuva, a rebuttal to a lot of the tainas that people had on him. That's like a very long, so a 15-page tshuva. The Inka Mekoymoy Laharach. The bottom line is, a phenomenal machloikis between the Chacham Tzvi and between Rabbi Yonasan Eibishter, where two Edom said that there was a healthy Tarnagoilis, there was no heart. Does that mean we have to accept the Edom and say this animal is a treifa? Like the Mechaber says, Nitel Alev is a treifa. Chacham Tzvi said no. And the reason the answer is no is because the end of the day, Edom are obviously lying. How do I know they're lying? Because it's not possible to live without a heart. And therefore, they must not be telling anybody. We're right from the Rambam and the Zohar. But they're obviously not telling the truth. Rabbi Yonasan said it's not true. Al Pishnai made him Yakim Torah is Torah, the fact that we assume that a Bar Chai can't live without a heart, that's Chachmas Ateva. Torah is always Adif Mi Chachmas Ateva. Lamaisa. So he said he spoke to doctors. It could be there's some other organ that's acting in lieu of a heart. That's how the animal's able to live. But as it relates to Hilchas Treifas, it's still going to be a Treifa. Lamaisa, Rabbi Yonasan spoke very sharp about this tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. He said, Soif Tchilasan Masoik, Soif Imar, V'l'achlab Nasmane Yisrael, L'shtoisek Himarim Heim. I heard anecdotally, I don't know if this is true, so please don't quote me on this, but I heard anecdotally that this tshuva, this what the Rabbi Yonasan wrote in Crazy a Place, he played in a little bit to what would become the great controversy between Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonasan Eibishter, because everyone knows Rabbi Yaakov Emden was the Chacham Tzvi's son. And it bothered him a little bit. So I've heard the way Rabbi Yonasan spoke about his father, the Chacham Tzvi, v'lo yachlu adas b'nei Yisrael l'shtoisam kimarhe, above my pay grade. But either way, just to conclude with something very interesting. So we have over here this idea that it's not possible for a Baal Chai to live without a heart. And as a result, if someone doesn't have a heart, the Rambam doesn't even bring it in Hilchos Treifos. The Rambam says, not Treifa, but rather the Rambam says, Nevela. And this was a sniff in a completely different halachic, also very controversial discussion, and that is with regards to a heart transplant. Is it okay for someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who has a significant heart condition where the doctor said that the right thing is for this person to have a heart transplant? Is it okay to have a heart transplant or not? Meaning to transplant a healthy heart from one person to another person who has an unhealthy heart. Now, in order to transplant the heart has to be taken from someone that's alive. Once the person dies, so the heart isn't pumping anymore. So by definition, in order to do a heart transplant, you have to take the heart from a person that's still alive. So usually they'll take it from someone that's terminally ill or someone that's, you know, gotten to the point where he's almost dying in a car, right? This, however exactly they do it. But the point is, it has to come from somebody healthy. Now, it's interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Poisek Hadar, in 1968, wrote a tshuva. The tshuva was written to Dayan Weiss. And he wrote a tshuva, Be'inyan Hashtolas Halev L'Chayla. It's a very long tshuva. But the punchline is really right in the beginning. Listen to what he says. He says, "B'dvar Hashela b'Hashtolas Halev L'Chayla mi'ish achar she'eschilu roifem achadim lasoy zeh eini roitza laharich b'rayas u'besfaras u'popula." I don't want to write a whole tshuva on this. You know why? Ki ani oimer. This is interesting psychology. She'kol ha'moisef l'falfel u'havi rayas hu'kugereya. The more rayas I bring, the worse off it's going to be. Because as soon as I stop bringing rayas, everyone's going to start debating my rayas. And then there's going to be a tumult. This is a raya. That's not a raya. This is the way Rav Moshe learned Teshach. I learned Teshach differently. As soon as you start with your rayas and the pilpul, it opens up already makkah for people to be mekel. And I hold that it's also to be mekel. Maybe there's a shtickle or on this. I'm not telling you my rayas, because the second I tell you my rayas, you may argue with me. And I'm telling you there's no machin, you're going to be wrong. So I'm telling you now, not the nine wise, but the reader is maybe wrong. There may be a toya. And as Rav Moshe said, I don't even want to tell you. And so why is it so common? Why does he feel this way, Rav Moshe? He says, Kishila Salah. He says, you know why? Because when you do a heart transplant, you're killing two people. You're killing the person from whom you took the heart, because this person is still alive. A lot of doctors believe that the patients that they take the heart from are technically still alive. Because there's such rishon in choshishin lechayu, and very often they're killing the person who they're transplanting the heart to. Just because the doctors say this person needs a heart transplant doesn't mean he's gonna drop dead. He could still be Mayrich Yom and Vishanim. Ubezeshen Noitlim Yemenu Liboy. But by taking away his heart, Umachsilim by Levish Acher, and they're giving somebody else's heart, Hokula Mesu Bezman Kotzer. He said the statistics show that the success rate, this is 1968, it's changed dramatically since then. But at that time, the statistics were very, very poor for the survival rate of people that had received a heart transplant. Uvuktsasam, some of them died Beyam Muatam. And he says, even though he heard there's someone in Africa, fascinating tshuva, says Rav Moshe, the bottom line is that people, the doctors that perform heart transplants are killing two people. Upele al afa malchia shebechol amedimus. That in the democratic countries, manichem l'roifim harishoyim l'rtzoyach shtei nefashes. Bechol pa me'acha sheroyin kvar shav echad eni chay mizeh. Hoyu lehem l'anu shoysam kiroitzchem. They should be tried for murder. It's unbelievable. Moshe is very sharp. He says, even though there's consent mitzad the chaylam, he says, so what? A person can't just sign off and right? Mercy killing is a problem too, right? Zehu ha-tshuva, and Ramesha ends up saying, this is the tshuva sheyesh lefaris ben belosh, and zeh lo'ipachas v'lo yoyser v'nidin zeh. There's nothing else to talk about. And then he spoke about more high level, more theoretical, hypothetical, as it relates to end of life shaylas. But the bottom line is, this is Ramesha. Ramesha said that a heart transplant is a problem. He says, why? Because when you remove the person's heart, obviously you're killing the person, and being that you're killing him, it's going to be an issue. But this is where it gets interesting, and it ties in a little bit more in hard doubt. Statistics have improved a lot since Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva. And today, if you have a good doctor and he knows what he's doing, a heart transplant can be extremely, extremely effective. So the question is, from the standpoint of the person that's receiving Forget about the donor now. Let's talk about the person that's receiving the heart transplant. Is it okay for him to have this, for him to consent to the heart transplant? L'chaira, now that statistic, Rav Moshe, a big part of his tshuva was predicated on the fact that the numbers were very upside down. But now they're not. Now the numbers support the surgery. It supports doing the procedure. Would it be okay? What's the shaila? The shaila is, forget about the donor now. Let's look at it from the standpoint of the recipient. As soon as we take his heart out, he's dead. The Rambam holds, nitel halev is an avela. So essentially what the person's doing is he's being ma'abed atzmei ladas, but he's coming right back to life. I mean, is that the way we look at it from a halacha? When he loses his heart, nitel halev. It's a kesef mishnah. The Rambam didn't bring in Hilchos Treifos. You know what? Because the Rambam held nitel halev is going to be an avela. So at that second, he's dead. Now that he has a heart, he came back to life. Is he a new person? He has to be mekadosh his wife again? His wife is an almana because her husband died for that during that period. Is nitel halev? So obviously they have... I understand that. But how does halacha look at that? At the end of the day, from a technical standpoint, there was an element of nitel halev here. That is shiloh. Just another shiloh that comes about from today's Shmur.